NTR Mobile.
Where are you off to causing trouble today? W2T Mobile.
Well, by golly, it's good to hear you, Rusty. Good morning. I don't know what the temperature is here because we just come out of the garage. 54 degrees, I guess. What the car's saying, if it's caught up. We are headed to Spartanburg over in your territory, going to Sam's, and I don't think Costco's today. And 55 years ago today, Bernice and I got hitched up.
Anniversary to both of you, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And hello to Bernice, because I know she's sitting over there keeping an eye on you. Anyway, I'm off to get a haircut, and then go buy some groceries to go home, and then pick me up some lunch and take that home, because it's too cold to eat outside today.
Thank you, Rusty, and the same to you.
Spend all your grocery money today, Tom, huh?
Well, it was a little scratchy there. I don't know if it's me or the repeater. I put a new microphone on my radio downstairs, and I apologize for stepping on you the other night on the net. I didn't aim to. I just called you a peanut whistle for fun. That's what we used to call them back in Kansas when somebody was on a handy talking. But you hadn't been checking in, and I always wait for you to come in there first because you're quick on the trigger, and you hadn't been there, so I'd been checking in first just to get the Q through T going. But that's why I accidentally stepped on you.
It isn't the first time, and it won't be the last time. I can guarantee you that. It's just I didn't let it worry me, and I was mobile, of course, and just headed out to get back to the house, and just a little bit tired here. Still trying to recover from this last weekend, and I'm still tired from that.
Well, it's a gorgeous day out here. Grass is starting to turn green. Well, Chad said I'd been breaking up now and then, and so I had a new microphone and a new microphone cord. And so I changed out the cord, and he said I sounded fine. What is those, Bernice, on those things? Oh, bags over the trees. I never seen that done before. Young trees so they don't get froze up. But I think that's a game warden that lives there. But yeah, he said it worked just fine. Heck, there was only about $15 or $20 from Amazon for that DICOM 208. Of course, they're a Chima product, but I don't care as long as they worked.
You need to order me a new microphone for this radio. I haven't ever put a new one on. I put new cords on it. And last time I ordered two cords. They weren't that expensive, so I went in and ordered a pair of them, put one on here. And I've got another one at home in case this one starts tearing apart like the last one did. And maybe it's time I look for a new microphone for this. I'll have to see what Amazon's got and do things like that. But, yeah, you're right. Grass is starting to turn green. Somebody posted up on Facebook where some tulips or something had bloomed the other day and over the weekend or the last day or two. But even in this cold weather, you know, and that putting bags over plants, that's nothing new. When I put some new plants out a few years back, I had to do that to a rose bush and an azalea bush to keep them from freezing. So that was good. And anyway, I'm on my way up here to the barbershop, get my ears lowered a little bit, and then go buy groceries and grab me some lunch and then head back to the house, you know.
We're just passing the Greer Municipal Golf Course out here on Gap Creek Road, if you know where that's at. And I just never seen that done on young trees. So these are great big tall plastic wraps around those trees. I've seen it done on plants before. But ours only got down to 32 this morning, Rusty. and they were saying about 26, so I'm thankful for that. And I didn't even see any frost hardly at all on the yard, so maybe our cherries, peaches are going to survive okay.
Probably so. Having to do a little bit of maneuvering around to find me a parking place to put this little big bitty car in. There's a bunch of cars over here today. And anyway, well, I have arrived, and I need to wander on inside so I can be there when it's my turn. You and Bernice have a safe day out there today, and we'll talk to you later. 73-WUTT.
Okay, Rusty. Yeah, there went a house with a bunch of forsythia in front of it. That's beautiful. We got one, but it's not that yellow yet. And I still got an HF problem. And it's been too cold to go out there. I think it's the antenna switch, but if it isn't, I'm having tuner trouble again, and I don't like that. 73's Rusty. Talk to you later. This is N0TR. AC and 4DJC and 0TR mobile. Heard in 0TR.